This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. Tonight, the LA Lakers return home to face the Boston Celtics in the NBA Championship Series. After losing the first two games in Boston, the Lakers are really hoping for a win on their home court at the Staples Center.
Poet Lewis McAdams is a big Laker fan. He lives in downtown LA, not far from the Staples Center. McAdams writes these little tales about his neighborhood for us. He calls them his close-to-home stories, and here's one of them.
In a tiny convenience store beside the front door to my building, there's an L.A. Lakers clock on a wall lined with winning lotto tickets. Behind the counter, Enrique is sporting one of his 20 L.A. Lakers shirts. When I compliment him on it, he says proudly, "I am a real fan." All season long, we've been talking hoops, worrying together over Andrew Bynum's knee injury. Enrique came north with his family 15 years ago from Honduras. But even back home in Tegucigalpa, he loved Magic Johnson more than he ever loved the stars of soccer football. He was so excited when Pau Gasol was traded, some say donated, to the Lakers for Kwame Brown and $24 worth of beads. The 7-foot-tall Barcelona native is the first Spanish-speaking Laker since Mark Madsen. He learned the language while on his Mormon mission, then was traded to the Timberwolves 4 years ago. Ever since the playoffs started, I've been dropping in on Enrique almost every day. The morning after the Lakers won the first game of the Denver series, I leaned in the front door and raised an index finger to signify one down. Silently, we knocked fists. By the time the Western Conference Finals came around, we were both so hyper. We both loved the Powell-Timmy Duncan matchup, a young 7-foot finesse player willing himself to play tough one-on-one defense against the veteran, the best center in the world. There's absolutely nothing like a championship run to bring this city together. Dirty pickup trucks and black waxed Mercedes fly Laker flags from their windows. Their drivers trade friendly honks and throw each other victory signs. Strangers in elevators debate the strengths and weaknesses of LA's bench mob. The morning after the Lakers put the Spurs away to take the Western Conference, I walked down to the corner to get the newspaper. By the time I got back, Enrique's shop was open and there was already a lottery line. When I came in, he met me at the door with a grin and a high five. "Lakers in six," he predicted, before we even knew who our guys would face in the finals. "Lakers in six," a toothless guy with a 40-ounce can of malt liquor in each hand agreed. Enrique returned to his cash register, looking cocky, strutting as if we were there already. "See you at the victory parade."
Poet Lewis McAdams lives in downtown Los Angeles.